This is Hero of the Week, and I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. We're going to journey back to Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan today and speak with Senior Chief Petty Officer Robert Flowers of the United States Navy. Senior Chief Flowers, welcome. It's good to have you joining us.
Thanks so much. It's an honor to be here. I really appreciate it.
Senior Chief, you're a hospital corpsman in the Navy, currently serving in a leadership capacity, advising your commander about medical matters. Give us some insight into what you do on a daily basis.
Well, I directly advise the commanding officer on the employment of our Role 2 and Role 1 capabilities here in Afghanistan. You know, we have a lot of highly skilled doctors and nurses and hospital corpsmen, and we have them in place throughout the battle space here in Afghanistan. And, you know, I give the CO advice or advise the CO on matters dealing with their professional and personal matters.
Are you speaking then in a logistical way, Senior Chief?
Well, a little bit of logistical, professional development. And, you know, as with anything, you know, if we have any personal matters that may arise here, you know, we have to, you know, put our heads together and determine what's the best course of action to take care of our sailors.
Okay, so you're talking about employing the corpsman in certain situations, asking the doctors to cover things that perhaps are a little out of the ordinary because we're in a war zone?
Mm-hmm. And those doctors, you know, the doctors are, you know, they come from different military treatment facilities throughout the continental United States, and they have all different types of subspecialties. So, you know, our corpsmen, you know, they get a lot of good training with them, and, you know, but my role specifically is to say, hey, sir, you know, our assets are better suited here, or our assets are better suited there, or, you know, how can we make this better, or what can we do to better our sailors, you know, in their professional or personal development?
Okay, so in a sense, you're assessing what others do for the combat line, only in a medical way. You're looking at the resources, the personal people that you have, and then making an advisement to your commanding officer.
Yes, sir. That was hit it on the head. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you ever find yourself out on the battlefront serving as a medical person in the front line, Senior Chief?
No longer. No, sir. Not in this capacity. You know, once you get to a certain pay grade, you know, you're not really afforded the opportunity to get out there and, you know, get on the line. Our junior corpsmen, you know, particularly in the pay grades of E1 to E6, are out there on the lines, you know, with working with the Marines side by side as the line company corpsmen. And, you know, the guys we have now are out there doing great things, you know, out there, you know, stopping the bleeding and starting breathing and, you know, making sure that they're, you know, assisting the Afghans with the proper tools and learning and knowledge, so as we transition out, they'll be able to hold their own and function fully, you know, as we, you know, retrograde and come back to the States.
Okay. But you've been there before, haven't you, Senior Chief?
Yes, sir. In 2006, 2007, I was a corpsman on the convoy security team with Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 74. And it was my duty to make sure that, you know, all aspects of medical, dental readiness and, you know, any other type of injuries that, you know, may have happened to our guys, I was there, the Johnny on the spot guy to take care of them. And as well as my very first command, I was assigned the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines. I was a line company corpsman there, too. So, you know, as you progress throughout your military career, you know, you kind of get less and less of that, you know, in the dirt, hands-on type thing, but, you know, being that I've come from that, I understand, you know, what it is our guys do every day, and I, you know, give them all to make sure that they have every need met possible so they can do their jobs and focus on their jobs at hand.
And we all appreciate it very much, Senior Chief Flowers.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
How long have you been in the Navy, Senior Chief, and why that service?
I've been in the Navy a little bit over 16 years now, and it was just kind of I'd say kind of luck of the draw, almost. You know, I did a stint, a brief 18-month stint in the Army Reserve. And after, you know, serving about a year and a half, you know, I requested a release from the unit to join the Navy. And I think the big driving force behind, you know, joining, you know, the armed services was that, you know, to me there was dead-end jobs in Little Rock, Arkansas, not much for me to do, and I just needed opportunity. And, you know, I can say that, you know, the military is probably one of the greatest place that you can, you know, greatest thing that you can do to serve your country and also be provided with the opportunity to do great things, you know, based off your merits and your character and your work ethic. And, you know, I was afforded the privilege. I've truly made the most of it. And, you know, I'm blessed and I'm thankful that I had this opportunity.
And what keeps
you know, long story short, just to get out of Little Rock, Arkansas, not a lot going on there back in the mid to late 90s.
Okay. All right. And what keeps you going each day, Senior Chief, as you serve over there?
Well, getting up and making sure that, you know, all the needs of our sailors and Marines are met, and you know, it's servant leadership. I mean, once you get into this level, it's not about you anymore. It's about making sure all their needs are met, so they can focus and carry out the task on a day to day basis. So I'm happy if the troops are happy. You know, if they're happy, I'm happy, and you know, if they're not, then you know, watch out. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure they have everything that they need.
And how do you feel about serving America in the United States Navy?
I love my country, greatest country on earth, and the Navy is the, you know, the greatest Navy the world has ever known. So it's truly an honor and a privilege to serve my great country. And, you know, there's no place like America, and there'll never be a place like America. So, you know, it's our duty to keep, you know, our country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, you know, each day, you know, it's on my heart. I know that, you know, we're doing good things for a reason, you know, and you know, if we're that shining example of America and we wear the cloth of the nation proudly, then, you know, we're taking care of our country.
Senior Chief Petty Officer Robert Flowers of the United States Navy, my thanks again for your time today. And all of us offer a big thank you as well for your many years of fine service to this country. God's rich blessings to you and to your family. We honor you, Senior Chief Petty Officer Robert Flowers, as our Hero of the Week.